AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other administration officials brief members of Congress in private about Iran's threats. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall.
It was a very specific, incredible threat briefing that we heard today from Iran. And in fact, they've carried out and launched several attacks through their proxies.
But Washington Democrat Adam Smith, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, says he grew frustrated with Pompeo.
He argued, you know, here's all the terrible things that Iran had done, and he spent about 10 minutes until I cut him off making that argument. And as every member who stood up said, we know Iran is bad, okay? What is the policy going forward? There wasn't enough information on that.
More Democrats clamoring for the House to begin impeachment proceedings against President Trump after former White House counsel Don McGahn refused to testify before the House Judiciary Committee. AP Sagar Magani with more.
McGahn is a key eyewitness to how the president handled the Russia probe and refused to show up at a hearing this morning. Chairman Gerald Nadler is threatening to hold McGahn in contempt and enforce the subpoena.
We will not allow the president to prevent the American people from hearing from this witness.
Democrats are debating how to handle the president's stonewalling. Some are pushing for impeachment hearings, while Speaker Nancy Pelosi and others want a more methodical approach. Either way, Republicans like Doug Collins say Democrats need to give up.
There's nothing here.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The committee, meanwhile, has issued two more subpoenas, one to former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks, the other to Annie Donaldson, who was an aide in McGahn's office. Severe thunderstorms spawned tornadoes and torrential rain in Oklahoma, leading to flash flooding and a number of high water rescues last night through today. There was also storm damage to parts of Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas, and a tornado touchdown near the airport in Tulsa, Oklahoma. One person was injured. This is AP Radio News. Abortion rights rallies across the country.
Groups like NARAL Pro-Choice are vowing to fight against laws that block women from getting access to abortions.
These anti-choice forces are coming for women, they're coming for doctors, and they're coming for Roe.
NARAL President Elise Hogue says new restrictions are designed to get the Supreme Court to ultimately overturn Roe versus Wade.
We stand together to call out politicians who talk so much about life, but don't seem to care about the lives of more than half of the population.
Vote them out.
While the activists are vowing to vote out lawmakers who work to restrict abortions this weekend, the vice president dug in.
Without apology for the sanctity of human life.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A Jacksonville, Florida man is sentenced to life in prison for the 1993 murder of his wife, a shooting witnessed by the couple's then 3-year-old boy who found his mother's remains when he was an adult. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.